It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yeah. We have an appointment with that guy there, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Elsinore passed away recently.
No, wait. Yes. Well, we made the appointment with the deceased quite some time ago, eh? We is away on business.
How long ago was it?
When'd he die?
I beg your pardon.
Wait. Okay, you know his replacement, eh? Like the new boss? We made the appointment with him, eh? What's his name again?
I'm afraid that's private company business.
I see. Well, perhaps one of these would refresh your memory, eh?
Well, the day after he died, his brother Claude married his wife and took over the entire brewery. But there's a daughter.
Go, eh?
It's my last one.
Go, go!
It's a jelly.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
That's from a movie, Strange Brew, eh?
Yes, eh?
That's Bob and Doug McKenzie, eh?
Yeah, funny, eh?
That's when they go to the brewery to get free beer, eh?
Elsinore Brewery.
Elsinore, that's a real, like, Canadian name, eh?
No, it's because it's a parody of Hamlet.
Oh, Hamlet?
Or Macbeth.
I don't know.
Shakespeare, eh?
I don't remember that movie, eh?
Shakespeare worked our script.
I remember those guys, though, eh?
Yes, eh?
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're having a great time. We got a good show for you planned today.
Mike?
Yes.
You're not Canadian.
Oh, that's right. I'm American. As apple pie.
Good for you, Mike.
It is Thursday, August 12th. Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounded like that. 2008, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can call us anytime you want.
Anytime.
We might not answer it. We might not even talk to you, but you can call us. You can also send along to Mr. Burbank an AOL instant message. Yes. I don't see them. He sees all of them.
That's right.
He shares some of them.
Usually during the commercial breaks.
Some I keep just for me.
And we make public, but very rarely. Send that to Mike O, WJFK, or send us an email at omara@wjfkfm.com.
Yeah.
And online, go to our wonderful website, MikeOmaraShow.com, to see that lovely Catwoman picture.
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Oh, she's a monster.
She's beautiful.
And you can see our podcast also. Actually, listen to our podcast.
I could do such things to that face.
Instant feedback is also given on that website, and you can see our photos. And, of course, the Daily Buzz. A message from me to Mr. Matt Goldstein. Matt, I appreciate the apology. I appreciate the recommitment, and I will have my eyes on you, and we'll see how you do.
Like
very nice. You know what? Watching. It beats the alternative.
Sure.
If there was a guy.
Which was, in fact, a beating.
If there was a guy that needed to do that, it was him, and I was glad that he did that, and he explained what was going on. And I know with the personality he has, that is hard for him to do, and I just hope he meant what he said. That's all I want to say. Matt, I hope you meant what you said.
As long as I've known Matt, never have I known an insincere word to leave his lips.
Yeah. You know, I will tell you, I mean, he caught me right, you know, and that's perfect timing, too. Uh-huh. It's, you know, 15 before
that's
the
important.
Hour. And he said, comes to the office.
Almost as if he knew.
He says, you got a minute? I said, no. Because I didn't. At that time, right, I said, I will have a minute in 5 minutes,
crunch
but
time.
I don't have a minute now. Mm-hmm. And then we had a lovely chat when I was coming down here, and we'll see what happens. So it should be a lot of fun. On the show today.
Yes.
This is what Beth Ann tells me, and I've seen a picture of this lad. The Zac Efron of NASCAR, driver of the number 5 car. I think that's in the Nationwide Series, Beth Ann. Landon Castle will be on the show today. So for all you people that like your young, studly NASCAR guys, we're going to chat with him. Mm-hmm. And the interview that I am truly excited about today, something that I think everybody should tune in for.
Yes.
And that'll be coming up just about an hour from now. You'll want to really record this if you have the capability.
It's appointment radio.
Doris Probst. Do you know, gentlemen, who Doris Probst
well,
is?
We do because we're on the inside.
Right.
Doris Probst is the first female winner of the National Hog Calling Contest.
Yes.
And I could not be more excited to speak with her.
Well, anytime we have a chance to entertain a lovely lady.
She's a lady.
Whoa.
And I have another song, too. I have another song I would like to sing. Yes. You in the minivan, you nasty slut.
Oh,
get up off your butt. Pay attention to my car. I'm sick of minivans.
It's an original
I am
song.
Tired of... is it me? That's the first question. And I say this a lot to my girlfriend when we're in the car. I'll say it to you guys because I want to know. And I'm talking about, in general, the way people are driving this specific time of the year. Is it me or do people have their heads up their butts?
It's always bad, Mike.
People do have their heads up their butts. But
particularly
it isn't just this time of year.
Now, another minivan, maybe it's the shape of them. And the fact that they are completely averse to, they're completely oblivious, I should say.
Very aerodynamic.
To motorcycles.
but I am so
effing sick of being on my motorcycle and having this slow cut off from a minivan when I'm driving along. And it seems routine. So this lady that did it today, and we're not talking about a dramatic cutoff. I'm not going to say that, you know, I was a foot in back of her and she just almost knocked me off the road. But I'm talking about inside of a car length. Which, to me, when you're on a bike, is significant because we kind of have to be careful so we don't go into your rearview mirror.
It's murderous to do that.
And as I pulled up in back of her, and she's oblivious that she's done this because she doesn't realize. She doesn't know. She doesn't give a rat's ass. And I look at her, and I see her lean over, and I realize that I am looking at a woman who is driving this minivan, which with, I believe, a child in the car.
Of course.
And she is talking on her cell phone.
Of course.
As she is eating her sandwich.
Of course.
And I just said
good-looking
to myself.
Good-looking lady, was she?
You know, I think I'm almost glad that I got rear-ended a couple of weeks ago because it makes you just a little more in tune. But the thing is, when you're on a motorcycle, and anybody that rides will tell you this, you have to be in tune. I mean, it's not like you're driving a car because you got no protection. And if you're cruising along, if you are not vigilant, if you are not literally paying attention to everything going on around you, you know, you could have somebody, you know, make you go splat.
I think everybody should have to ride a motorcycle on public streets at some point in their life so they get an idea of just how important it is to give a biker his or her space.
But I really think this time of year, it's midsummer buzz. Everybody's out
attention.
There. People are just out of it. I mean, out of it. Carla told me yesterday in about a 10-minute drive, she had people pull out in front of her four different times.
Maybe you're right. I had a great incident yesterday at the toll plaza for the Dulles Greenway.
Right.
I don't always take the Greenway, but it shaves about 10 minutes off my commute. So sometimes I'm running late, I take it. And that toll plaza right there, there's like maybe eight lanes. But if you want to get on Route 50, you can only use the three to the far right.
Okay.
So I saw a lady driving parallel to the toll booths. She had gotten so close to getting in the wrong lane that she turned but was just driving parallel and right in front of me.
Right.
And I leaned on my horn for what I thought was a good long time and then a couple extra seconds.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and did the thing you've described it before.
The hand?
When she looks like she's holding a glass globe in her hand.
Hey. She was driving across lanes of traffic.
And almost hit
the palm upward.
Yeah.
The upward palm indicating,
like,
I don't care or I don't know.
What's
or
the
neither.
Big deal?
And then today, you know, I'm reading about that incredibly horrible wreck on the Bay Bridge, which sent a tractor-trailer driver to his death by literally going over the bridge. If you have ever been on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, you know, that's flat out about the most terrifying. I feel for that. What a horrible way to go there.
Yeah.
And you listen to the lady. I mean, you don't listen to her. I read her quote.
Right.
I fell asleep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she assumed she fell asleep.
Nodded off.
I fell asleep. I mean, I don't know whether there was any remorse there, but I mean, I'm reading that and I fell asleep.
Do you remember,
you shouldn't be driving, you know, after, you know, being at a wedding all day at 4 o'clock in the morning. Might not be a good idea. You know, just lately it's just pissing me off.
Do you remember the line in Silence of the Lambs when they say that when Hannibal Lecter did the murder, his pulse rate never went above 70?
Yeah.
I'd love to see the person who can fall asleep while facing oncoming traffic on the Bay Bridge. If there is a more nerve-wracking moment.
Yeah, you're right. It's terrifying.
I mean, I don't even put the back to my seat. I'm forward.
And I lived
straight
on the Eastern Shore, and I never got used to it.
Thing.
I never got tired of it at all. And
it's bad enough when they're all going the same way as you, but when you're facing traffic.
It's very, very strange.
No, thank you.
Hey, are the boys in the other room talking to somebody? I'm curious about that because I'm looking at this number.
Oh, the
number.
Warm Line, one of the other shows is
all right,
talking
just
to
curious. All right, let's go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you a minivan driver?
I am not a minivan driver. I'm good an express you. Delivery van driver.
Okay, very good. So you're out there all the time, every day. You do it for a living. You see it more than we do, even.
Getting it done.
It's incredible. I tell you what, anybody who drives a minivan, the first thing you got to know about them is that they consider themselves a victim of something.
And they should be.
You know, they're the type of people who you get to the four-way intersection where there's a four-way stop sign, it's the minivan driver's turn, and of course they look at everybody else to tell them when it's time to go.
Right. I know. And they won't, though. And they're oblivious also. Most of the time they are oblivious. I have been railing against the minivan because, first of all,
maybe this
is why I get divorced often, but the fact is...
Mike, it's only been twice.
In marriage number two, and Jim, we appreciate the call.
Thanks.
In marriage number two, it was, you know, it was really, I remember that it was discussed. I had two little kids, two young ones, and the minivan idea came up, and I stood my ground.
Good I for remember.
You. I said, the big SUV, baby, I want the big SUV.
I'd had the same situation with my marriage, which is still hanging on.
You've got a big, powerful, macho SUV. Now, I know it's not politically correct to drive those anymore.
No, now
you've got it, you know,
or affordable.
It's stupid to drive it, but I still love it. And you know what? It's in many ways it's like a minivan.
Sure, it's got the room inside.
You got seating for eight. You can carry almost anything, but it's just so much better feeling.
You got a grill in front of you. You don't have that little. It's like, you know, it's like a dog without a muzzle.
You're gonna be seeing
like a pug. I'm sorry.
Easy, babe.
I'm sorry. That's Carla's fans over there. I love Beluga.
That's right. And Beluga loves you.
It's very, very hostile right there. Yes, Buzz.
Going to be seeing more minivans because school is already starting in some districts.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm almost ready for school now. I'm ready for it to start.
No, be careful what you wish
for. All I know is I have seen people with their heads up their butts.
I know, but traffic is only going to be worse when the kids go by.
It's like a lot of things going on. You got some people that are going on vacation. Mm-hmm. You got some people that are like urgently going out there. And what the hell? I mean, it's the second week of August?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's already done. I would be bummed out if I was a kid now because the marketing for back to school starts at the end of July. And
so
you can't go into a store without saying back. I used to hate that as a kid. I hate that now.
Robert's all bummed out because we found out he's got morning kindergarten.
Oh, what time will you have to be rallying him for that little endeavor?
I think we'll have to wake him at 7.
Oh,
I think.
Good practice.
Yeah, you know, it'll make it easier next year. But boy, it's sure he's a better sleeper than his sister.
Oh, really? Even at this age?
Yeah, they never like to be woken up.
See, the young one
when
normally,
they wake, it's great. They're ready to go. They hit the ground running.
Oh, Elizabeth, 90% of the time, it's 7 o'clock. Every single time, it's 7 o'clock.
You're lucky.
Gets up in the morning. Let's go to Cesar. Cesar in Stockton, California. How are you, Cesar?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, that's a wonderful phone. Are you driving as we speak, Cesar?
I am driving a truck, and I do also drive a minivan.
Okay, what's your contribution to this little mini discussion?
You know, I try to tell my wife, because she sees them all the time, and I explain to her, you know, these people that drive vans don't pay attention, trying to take us out, then we're the cause of the problem, and, you know, she's a better driver for it, because I bitch at her every day about it.
Does she drive a minivan? Is that your point?
Well, she drives the van, but I've taught her how to drive a van.
I'm sorry. I have to boycott the minivan driver. A bad phone and also a minivan driver.
And there's also the smell of the minivan. Anytime you get in a minivan, it always smells like Cheerios and fruit juice.
Baby puke. Little baby puke aroma all over the place. John in Woodbridge, hello.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great, John. What can we do for you?
I've been listening to you guys since you were giving out Mazda Miatas in the early 90s.
I remember that. Was that a key contest that we did?
Thanks. So.
Yeah, it was like the morning zoo or something like that.
Hey, you know what? We were talking, Bethann, Debbie, don't get all uptight. I'll have some words about Debbie in a moment, but... we were having a little discussion about upcoming fun that we're going to have on the show.
Right.
And, nothing really beats those key contests where you have
a key. They're great.
However, I think, Rob, both you guys were with the show.
Yes.
When we gave away the car that had the second key.
Yep.
Yeah, the very second,
second key Let me tell you how bad that is. That is bad for the advertiser who wants to get as much bang out of that particular broadcast.
Right.
That is horrible. For the participants that come to the radio station are standing in line, and it's bad for you, the listener at home, because you don't get any drama with that. But
we've learned our lesson, and from now on, we're going to rig it.
The reason I brought that up, John, John, we may somewhere down the road be giving away something that would require a key.
All right.
And hey, I'm going to give you another hint. It's not a car.
Is it a storage shed?
I love key parties.
Yeah, Rob, it's a storage shed.
Because you want those to lock, otherwise someone will take all your tools.
Rob's right. All right, John, what can we do for you?
All right. I drive a tow truck for a local company.
Okay.
And now, in all fairness, I mean, I deal with minivans all the time, but also, and I'm not zeroing in on you, but some motorcycle riders, these guys on these crotch rockets and stuff.
Okay, I'm with you. Listen, I totally agree with you. You know, I was outside with the boys in Cancer Corner yesterday, cussing out one of those guys. He went by right down Main Street here in Fairfax and pulled a wheelie, and I believe I had some very choice words
on
for
purpose.
Him.
You did. Yeah. Or was he just unexperienced?
He was about 300 pounds.
Inexperienced,
no.
I should say.
No, I don't like the crotch rockets that, you know, risk people's lives. I don't like those guys either.
Oh, absolutely. Up and down the Beltway is yes. up in like Maryland and stuff. They get together in packs.
I've seen it.
And I'll be minding my own business, going down the road, and boom, you know, right past my window, scares the living crap out of me.
Yeah, I'll wave.
They're weaving in out of traffic and stuff, and you know, they get killed a lot. You know,
They do, and you know, I'll wave at the crotch rockets too. If a guy waves at me, I'll wave at him, and I'll wave at him. I'll initiate it, but you know, that's the whole motorcycle thing. Where you wave at somebody, but no, you're dealing with your classic fat ass on a cruiser right here. I'm not. I'm not getting in packs with people or doing anything like that.
No.
And but I mean, you can't. That's the opposite. I mean, you're talking about that's where motorcycles could easily kill somebody. You know, passing in the right lane, going about 90 miles an hour. We've all seen it.
I'll tell you this much. I'm looking for anything bigger than a baby on the road. You know, a lot of people are looking for cars and trucks and that sort of thing. But, you know.
You're keeping your eye out for everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy out here in Northern Virginia area. It's awful.
I really think and we talk about it, and you say, oh, my God, he's talking about traffic. How unusual. No, for us, it just seems to be every year that goes by, it seems a little more whacked out there. It really seems
insane.
Well,
this is one of the worst markets, worst cities in the country for traffic.
Top three normally, right?
You know where else it's very, very difficult? And I know this for a fact. Let's go to Chris in Vermont.
Oh, it's horrible.
I know you got problems up there with your traffic there, Chris.
Well, you know, we have a lot of rural roads, but... You know, much like your last guy, I drive a truck with a trailer, too, and the biggest problem I have all the time is people don't want to get behind a truck with a trailer on it, and so they're constantly just jumping the gun, you know, a little too early from a side street just to get in front of me, just to save themselves an extra, you know, just a couple of seconds.
Are you talking about a tractor trailer?
Well, no. Well, it's a like a 25-foot trailer behind a pickup truck, but either way, you know, I mean, it's still a much longer
Well, that's like a landscaping trailer.
Yeah.
Well, as a motorcycle, why I'm terrified of getting back of those is because you never know when there's going to be like some, you know, at the very least, a clump of mud or dirt or rock.
Flying debris.
And at the very worst, you know, one of your effing weed eaters is going to dislodge from where, you know, at the end of the day before you had your six pack, you just rested it on top of your Cub Cadet. And all of a sudden it just comes careening off on the side of the road.
My wife's
car. That is entirely possible.
Got hit by a flying gasoline can from one of those gardening trucks one time.
Really?
So, yeah.
By the way, one IMer writes, don't forget the stench of failed dreams that comes with every minivan.
That's true.
The stench of failed dreams. Chris, thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. All right, thanks. I'm going to go have my six-pack now.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy. Have your six-pack of Budweiser.
I think also some of the truck drivers, you know, people talk about not wanting to be near trucks. I've worked on a furniture truck, and all the people that drove the truck always seemed to be just a little bit off.
Yeah, because they were the foreman.
There was one guy.
They were the lifers. You were a kid working in, you know, in high school, and they were the ones that were, you know, kind of, you know, not quite right.
There was one guy, his favorite thing to do was when we'd go in a tunnel or an underpass in D.C., and there's really not many things worse than delivering furniture downtown. When he'd go under the tunnel, he'd turn off the ignition and let the carburetor fill with gas, then turn it on to make the truck backfire because it sounded good in a tunnel.
I want to meet that guy.
Wow. Oh,
let's go to Jason in Concord. Hello, Jason. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
My place, you are.
Actually, just yesterday, I'm cruising down the road. I'm in California for traffic, and I see this all the time. Usually, it's the crotch rocket crew, where they I think some gentleman stated it earlier, where they think they have the wrong lane and they want to like pass between the cars, even though there's a car. So I'm minding my own business. Traffic's pretty heavy, and then I guess I just slightly coasted a little bit over to the side in my lane. And
did you have a bad cell phone when you did that? Did you have a bad cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. I can't stand it.
I know.
I'd almost rather have a total like breakdown and then the
It's very hard to listen to.
All right, enough of traffic. We all hate traffic. I'm sorry I even brought it up. We talked about that. I'm be careful.
I'm glad you brought
it up. Be careful. That's all I want to see. That guy out on Channel 4, in L.A.? Let's be careful out there.
I love him.
You know the guy that's got the deep voice? You probably never get a chance to see him unless you're out in L.A., but it's like, he's got a voice like that. Be careful out there.
People say you shouldn't eat while you drive or phone while you drive. I would just like people to narrow it down to one of those.
I agree. What am I saying? I've probably done all three. I've had burgers and been on my cell phone and been putting on my makeup at the same time.
I try to limit it to only one unnecessary activity at a time.
You know what's tough is putting together a fajita?
Actually, no. You know something? When I'm putting on my makeup and eating fajitas.
Well, because you got to lay out all
the
stuff.
I know what you have to do. Scotty's doing it again today. Rob took the happy pills today. When you come in, Rob, you've totally thrown me with my train of thought here.
I'm so sorry.
Fajitas, that's it. Now I'm just picture Rob going down the highway, putting together his fajitas. Just a little more sour cream. Hold on, I've got to return a text. Let me take care of that. I want to talk about our producer in a second, if you don't mind.
Oh, but good.
One last call. Todd, where's Manteca, Todd?
It's right between Stockton and Modesto.
Oh, yes. Manteca, we have it
added to the list.
No cow.
It's between Stockton and Modesto?
Yeah, right between them.
Out on the old loser town of Manteca, had a girl with lots of facial hair.
Manteca, located in the Valley of Disappointment.
Yes. They sell a lot of minivans in Manteca, don't they?
Make them.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they make them all.
What can we do for you, Todd, as you breathe through your mouth?
Hey, where's that sexy guitar lady at? I haven't heard that sound clip for a while.
What? You want that? Yeah. You know what? Anytime you request that, I'll give it to you automatically. Here's a pick to click and an instant request.
Yeah.
Todd, does it do it for you like it does it for me?
Oh, man. I've been thinking about it ever since I heard it the first time.
I'm putting you on hold for that request. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Thank you very much for listening.
I thought about it in the shower this morning.
Did you have your guitar in the shower?
You know what I thought about today?
What?
How much I enjoy my morning conversations with our producer sometimes.
I'm sure.
As Rob has nicknamed her, and I'm beginning to jump on that bandwagon, Debbie Downer.
Oh, that's Buzz.
Now, I can't really... you call her
actually,
Debbie Downer?
Yeah, I coined that Friday,
can't really relay the gist of what it is. But today, because really that's tedious, and that's almost as tedious as talking about traffic. But I really must say that there are days, maybe two out of the five.
Uh-huh.
I'll give her that much credit. There are two out of the five where I will pick up the phone, and I will answer the phone... Good morning, because I know it's her, and we'll have a chat. And during the course of that chat, as we discuss the show and stuff that's going on and this and that and all that, and WN, I won't say the word.
I understand.
I will find my attitude spiraling into the abyss. I will find that I start out, hi, how are you? And then I end up getting off the phone with Beth Ann and saying, all right, I'll see you at the station. Thanks a lot. What a pleasure talking to you, Beth Ann. And you notice now she's a conspicuous absentee.
Of course.
She has chosen not to come in here.
Again, she's saying...
Get in here, McBride!
You know what she's doing? Again, Mike, as always, she's saying no. Would you like to go in the air studio? No, I would not.
Right.
Would you like to help the show? No, thank you.
And she'll just throw in a little something that out of one of the conversations she has with one of her girlfriends or something, and it'll just throw me into a complete spiral. I need the headphones.
I do need
She's
headphones.
A control freak. She
I
needs
can't
the
hear.
You can hear me. I'm talking
okay,
to you right now.
I heard.
Is there something wrong with the volume?
Well, let me use your headphones.
Settle down.
Go ahead.
Yeah, use them. Here. I don't care.
Watch this. I enjoy them. They're very loud.
Here. Are they?
And don't adjust the volume.
I won't.
If you can stand them.
Oh, I sound
them.
Good.
You don't mind that volume level?
No, I love it.
Now, Beth Ann's the only
I'm
one
deaf.
Not wearing headphones.
Beth Ann, I have a request.
Yes.
I have a request for you.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that I am a very delicate and sensitive flower.
I know you are. Now I know.
And in the morning, when we're doing our little thing, you know, even at those times, I need a little peppy. I need a little peppy.
He's like a hibiscus.
I what's a hibiscus?
A very delicate flower.
Oh, it's a delicate flower?
And he needs the help
queen.
Or he shall wilt.
I caught him hibiscus. A lily.
Can I have my headphones back? I can't hear anybody.
I know.
Am I talking loud or soft now?
You're talking soft.
It's still coming through the microphone.
Mike, you've never
I can't even joke
better.
With you in the morning.
I'm sorry, I'll talk when
you know,
she's
you weren't
done.
Joking this morning.
I was.
You weren't joking. You were just being you a little bit too much.
Should we change the time? Is 9 o'clock too early?
No, 9 o'clock, I love getting it out of the way.
You were saying earlier this morning that 9 o'clock is your lowest point of the day. Is that because of the phone call, or
that
is
was that my joke?
Is that just when the phone call comes?
No, 90. All right, let me see. 2 out of the 5 days. I'll say 1 out of the. No, two.
Two.
Sometimes
they're usually
three.
2. 40%. Very rarely three. Very three. So 3 days of the week are just fine. We're like, okay, great, bye. But it's never like, okay, great, fantastic, bye. It's always just a little bit of.
She says
it's like two Irish people. You know,
that's
that
what
are
it
like
is.
Guilt-ridden, depressed
I'm not,
Irish
I'm
people
not
just
depressed.
Going back. Are you? What percentage Irish are you?
Well, I guess half.
Half. Okay,
what's
I'm half
the other
too.
Half?
Yeah, what American, is but,
so, you know
American? You're Indian.
Do you know what the other half is? I know what the other half is.
Cherokee Indian.
No.
Why?
The other half is Transylvanian.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, it was just one of those
when
days.
When you said you were joking with him, do all of your punchlines say, no, we can't do that?
Didn't you find that I was actually happy and peppy when I answered the phone?
You always are.
There's
sometimes I think it's a front.
You have
You're not
keep,
really that happy and peppy at 9 o'clock in the morning.
You know what it was about today? It was about a little scheduling. It was just, it was about scheduling.
Okay.
It was about
logistics.
Times that people come on. And I was saying that I like doing things at a certain time because
sure.
it's the rhythm of the show. And then it entered into a, I just don't want people to listen at the same time, that hear the same. And it just got
She became a program director.
Yes. She's a program director every day.
I know, but when she's really that outward about
yes, but no, she is a program director. She's old school radio. You're a radio person.
Yes.
You're a radio person.
Yes, I am through.
And through
Thank
and
you, Mike.
Through.
I appreciate
and
that.
And so it goes on. It goes from being like planning out to that.
You sense it as an attack, and it's never an attack.
I
yes,
sense
you
it
do.
As a critique. A very, very,
and
it is.
And what the F do I know, right?
It is. No. Am I saying that there? Now, this is just like the conversations at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
No.
There's certain times that it's just, it wears on me. It
we
wears
have
me
a
out.
90-second conversation.
Isn't that
That's
amazing?
All.
Isn't that amazing how powerful that is?
It sucks the life out
yeah.
of
Buzz,
you.
Shut up.
And then I go, and
it
then I say
it seems like 3 minutes.
Is anyone on my side?
And then I say at the end of that, okay, I got to do a show.
Now, Beth Ann, I'm not even sure you're on your side.
But it's always nice talking to you, Beth Ann.
I
know we have to break
tomorrow.
For commercials.
And
so
really, what is the other half of your makeup? I must know. Like, what's your mother's maiden name?
L'Oreal.
It's, I'm not 100% Irish because
Neither
I was
am
born
I.
in the United States.
No, but never mind.
It's Quigley and McBride. I'm Irish.
Quigley?
Quigley.
She's Quigley all
She's
the way.
All Irish.
She's all Irish. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She'll rain guilt upon me now. Yes, sirree. Should be a lot of fun.
She's
all right.
Going back to get some potatoes.
There she goes, swinging her
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about more fun stuff. Want to talk about the Olympics a little bit, and I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Maybe not. I don't know. Rob, I am far away from making a final decision.
You would.
Buzz says do it.
It would be something that we would need to discuss.
Maybe we will. That's what we do.
I could talk you up. Maybe you could talk me in.
We discuss things like into getting one.
Yeah.
I like that.
We'd have to talk.
Yeah. You could actually tip me over to the other side. I could actually really like make the final decision if you were on board and you did it too.
Talk to my wife.
We've got to talk.
It's not going to happen.
See, our music's run out.
I did.
We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.